Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4M Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with the aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 208, Office Moving, Part 2. This episode is presented by 4M Print Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
Office Moving, office design that spans generations. Moving your business isn't an easy decision, nor is choosing a location and look that's right for your brand. It calls for asking tough questions and taking a deeper look at your business, its employees, and its goals. Your office, as well as the look and feel of your building, says a lot about your brand. For some organizations, office moving and fresh office design ideas are integral for the next chapter of growth. This podcast will explore office moving, office design ideas that match the styles of multiple generations, determining whether to rent or buy, and why moving may or may not be the right decision for your organization. Before you bust out that label maker and start packing boxes, listen on. Let's get started. Different employees have different working styles, different personalities, and belong to different generations. Defining a singular organizational goal and expressing it in office design can unite disparate team members. Gain inspiration from the following 6 office design considerations for the workplace of the future, whether you're moving or updating your current space. Number 1, technology. First, power up. Deliver technology accessibility everywhere, implementing docking stations and device charging zones throughout your workspace. And don't forget to stay mobile. For employees of today, work is something you do, not a place you commute to. They're in control of when and where they work, so they need lightweight laptops, smartphones, and cloud-based programs and apps to keep pace. Remember, too, that productivity continues during commutes in private vehicles and on public transport. Number 2, collaboration and brainstorming. First, furnish for collaboration. Whiteboards and glass partitions can fuel creativity. Minimize brainstorm noise with high-back sofas, movable partitions, and semi-enclosed booths. Second, enable impromptu encounters. Open spaces can mimic a cafe setting, where casual conversations may spark creativity and productivity. For something more out of the box, Google's New York offices feature vertical ladder chutes between adjacent floors. Casual collisions between team members are encouraged to incite collaboration. And third, offer a prize. Give high performers access to a trophy workspace on campus, ideal for networking encounters. Number 3, downtime. Have some fun. Fun office features such as a small gym, pool table, or table tennis support team members' well-being. They show that the company cares about its people. And don't forget to keep those bellies full. All workspaces at Google New York are no more than 150 feet from a restaurant, mini kitchen, or cafeteria. Keeping employees well-fed helps keep them happy and productive. Number 4, exterior campus. First, consider adding a social front lawn. A placemaking firm in Minneapolis is encouraging homeowners to move furniture, grill out, plant a garden, or build a little library to make their neighborhoods more social. Secondly, work al fresco. Long Beach, California created an outdoor office in downtown park. The office features free quality internet, electricity, a comfortable place to sit, water, and shading so it's possible to look at a laptop. Equip an outdoor space with office amenities so there's less envy over offices with windows. If you can't bring work outside, bring outside in. Working outside isn't always an option, and working inside all day can sap energy and creative mojo. Bring nature inside with large windows, natural textures, and garden elements. Number 5, comfortable furniture. Get cozy. The office of the future has office and home furnishings. Think comfort and collaboration. Features include lounges, colorful upholstery, low-hanging light fixtures, benches, and exercise ball chairs. Sitting up straight at a desk isn't the best way for everyone to work. Sometimes comfort and productivity arrive when you're standing or even lying down. And get employees moving. Moving muscles relieves discomfort and stress. Treadmill desks and footrests encourage shifting weight and offer opportunities for movement. Finally, number 6, quiet study. Respect introverts. Isolated offline spaces allow focus and quiet productivity. Sometimes you just need to work by yourself. Along with figuring out what your new space will look like, you have to decide whether you'll own it or rent it. These days, low interest rates are making many businesses think about buying their own space instead of leasing. Here are 4 factors that may tip the scales toward buying space. Number 1, you'd be a better landlord than your current landlord. In other words, you can better control expenses and improve your ROI. Number 2, you change locations often. The money spent on increasing rents and common area maintenance and moving costs may be better invested in a place of your own. Number 3, your company is hard to move. You've got fixtures and equipment that are difficult to relocate, or more permanent space may be best. And number 4, you wish your rent payment was an investment. Investing in an asset has more appeal than giving thousands to someone else. But buying isn't for every organization, even if the market's favorable. Here are some factors that indicate buying may not be in the cards. Number 1, your future is a moving target. You may be relocating, significantly expanding, or downsizing in the next few years, and buying is a major commitment. Number 2, an up-and-coming address is not on the table. If you're already in a central business district that works for employees and clients, buying in a neighborhood with a lower cost per square foot may not be advantageous. Number 3, your current lease is a full-service lease. Your landlord takes care of maintenance and cleaning, activities that you'll be in charge of should you buy. And number 4, equity would be better spent when put back into the business. Capital investment in your business and working on your business instead of buying a building and maintaining it may be a smarter move. Contact a real estate professional for more insight on the ins and outs of ownership. Buying a building calls for more upfront capital investment versus leasing space. Leasing likely is more expensive month over month, but when your lease is up, you may need to find a new address. Each option has its strengths and weaknesses. Office moving isn't for every organization. Let's face it, moving can be a hassle. And no one says you have to move. In fact, there are many alternatives to moving. You could expand without moving by taking over adjacent space. This could be a good option because you save on moving costs, your interruption is less acute, and old customers still can find you. Splitting facilities over locations is another option. For example, warehousing and manufacturing could be housed in one facility and sales could be in another. This could be easier on customers. Moving part of an operation is likely easier than moving everything. You could grow your business with your current staff by focusing on efficiency. Newer equipment or upgrades to existing equipment could also increase output. Increased productivity doesn't have to come from a new or bigger space. Finally, in the spirit of growth, a business could earn cash by selling a facility that's appreciated in value and renting a less expensive workplace. Yes, this does ultimately involve moving, but it's for a slightly different reason. You've no doubt heard moving horror stories, and maybe they've kept you from exploring business relocation. Avoid these office moving pitfalls by being aware of this laundry list of stuff that can go wrong. Focusing too narrowly on a few costs and cutting corners on costs. Failing to use available economic development services. Ignoring quality of life factors. Missing important environmental or regulatory concerns. Failing to plan for future expansion, and implementing off-brand design elements that feel gimmicky and distract employees. According to one economic development consultant, there's no time set for how long it should take to move. The best advice is to start planning early for a move. Most problems could be eliminated, or at least minimized, by taking your time to troubleshoot and plan. Avoiding rush decisions ensures the transition to your new digs is strategic and financially thoughtful. Office relocation and redesign is a lot of work, but the effort could invigorate your team, give you room to grow, and put your brand in an exciting new light for current and future clients. The workplace of your dreams begins with a vision that ends as the perfect home for your brand.
Thanks for listening to part two of this two-part series on office moving. For more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.